Welcome to day 142 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host, and I'm broadcasting to you from Tanzania, East Africa today. Today we will be reading from the book of Psalms, and this week we are reading from the New American Standard Bible. We'll read four Psalms today, Psalm 95, Psalm 97, 98, and 99. Starting with Psalm 95, verse 1. O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. In whose hand are the depths of the earth. The peaks of the mountains are His also. The sea is His, for it was He who made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you would hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who err in their heart, and they do not know my ways. Therefore, I swore in my anger, truly, they shall not enter into my rest. Psalm 97. The Lord's power and dominion. Verse 1. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround Him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. Fire goes before Him and burns up His adversaries round about. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the peoples have seen His glory. Let all those be ashamed who serve graven images, who boast themselves of idols. Worship Him, all you gods. Zion heard this and was glad, and the daughters of Judah have rejoiced because of your judgments, O Lord. For you are the Lord Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Hate evil, you who love the Lord, who preserves the souls of His godly ones. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown like seed for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to His holy name. Psalm 98. A call to praise the Lord for His righteousness. A psalm. Verse 1. O sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done wonderful things. His right hand and His holy arm have gained the victory for Him. The Lord has made known His salvation. He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered His loving kindness and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Psalm 99. Praise to the Lord for his fidelity to Israel. Verse 1. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim. Let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. The strength of the king loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the statute that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, and yet an avenger of their evil deeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for holy is the Lord our God. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's scriptures, we read exhortations to praise and worship God, starting with Psalm 95, which encourages us to, "Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms." Just as we open that psalm, we're given multiple different ways to bring God worship and praise. Singing, shouting joyfully, coming into his presence with thanksgiving, and then lastly, shouting joyfully to him with psalms. And so we are encouraged to worship God. In the sixth verse of Psalm 95, it says, "Let us worship and bow down." That's another form of worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. So we find these various and sundry types of worship and praise. And then as we moved on to Psalm 98, we find another beautiful exhortation on how to bring God praise and worship. And it begins with these words, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. For his hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him." So this psalm opens with an exhortation to sing a new song to the Lord. And what exactly is a new song? You know, most people go to church possibly on Sunday or another day of the week, and they attend a service where there's already a preset or formatted time of worship. And it takes different formats depending upon the denomination or the particular church family or stream of churches that you may attend. And maybe they sing three fast songs and two slow songs, or they have some particular format that they follow where the words are up on the screen or perhaps in a hymn book. And so what is considered a time of worship involves singing songs that are already pre-written, which is certainly one of the ways that you can worship God, as we saw in Psalm 95, where it talks about bringing psalms to the Lord. We've been reading the book of Psalms, which is essentially a book of songs that King David and others put together to bring pre-planned worship to the Lord with these pre-written songs, inspired songs to be sure, but they're already put together and the people repeat them, learn the words, and then they're able to sing them at any time. And that is certainly one type of worship and one type of, or one way that God can be praised through singing. But what is this idea of the new song? And this is something very beautiful because it's talking about a spontaneous song to the Lord, one that comes from the heart, one that comes right out of the spirit of a person who wants to just express worship and praise to God. And perhaps it would help to define the term worship. I love the definition that A.W. Tozer wrote some decades ago. He said these words, "Worship is to feel in your heart and express in some appropriate manner a humbling but delightful sense of admiring awe and astonished wonder and overpowering love in the presence of that most ancient mystery, that majesty which philosophers call the first cause, but which we call our Father which art in heaven." So the idea that Tozer gives us is that it's worship is something expressed from the heart, a sense of awe that's expressed before God, a sense of the wonder that we can express to God about His character, about His worth, about His worthiness. In modern church history, over the past 25 or 30 years, there's been quite a revival in the area of worship. New songs and more choruses and different styles of music where people are worshiping God from around the world in different styles of musical expression. And it's gotten to the point in some places where people would come out of a service say, "Oh, I really enjoyed the worship time," because they enjoyed giving praise to God freely during that service. But it's important for us to recognize that, as the very famous songwriter and worship leader Graham Kendrick said, "Worship is first and foremost for God's benefit, not ours." And that is an issue in the church today where people, "Oh, I enjoyed the worship. I didn't like the worship. I didn't like the songs they chose. Worship is not for us. Worship is to express that wonder and that awe and that admiration for God, to God, from our heart. But let's get back to this idea expressed here in Psalm 98 about that new song. Exactly what is that? Well, the idea here, and also repeated in a similar vein in Ephesians chapter 5, is the idea of singing from our hearts something that was not composed in advance like a psalm or a hymn, but it's something that's spontaneously given by the Holy Spirit to the worshiper, where the worshiper can express that awe and wonder to the Lord, that admiration and love to the Lord. In fact, it requires a childlike faith. It requires letting go of self and a determination not to think about self. Because, you know, an adult often will be very self-conscious when they begin to sing. And yet, if you ever are around small children, if they begin to just sing spontaneously, they're not worrying about what their voice sounds like, what anyone thinks of their song, whether they are in pitch, or any of those things that adults who struggle with the issue of pride and self-centeredness and being self-conscious, a child does not deal with such things very often when they're very young. I have a 3-year-old granddaughter who I enjoy so much and enjoy reading Bible stories with her in the evening. And one day during the day, she just said to me, "I have a song," and she just began to belt out this very simple but beautiful, completely unrehearsed and not previously composed song, which essentially was, I love God, I love God, and other similar words. It was a new song. It was exactly what is mentioned here in Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. And her song was composed of just expressing her love to God and her wonder about God. And God wants us to have that kind of childlike faith and childlike purity about our worship, and that can be expressed in a new song. But I find it rare today that in churches there is this expression of any new song. It's certainly something that a person could do in private worship, but it can also be done in a corporate worship setting. But I think that we see very little of this in the body of Christ today, and yet it's something that the Word of God encourages us to do. Today I was at our orphanage here in Tanzania and was playing with the children, and our five-year-olds were singing and watching a music video, worship video, and one of the little girls, whose name is Maria, just began to twirl about dancing and just began belting out a song of her own making about the Lord. And I looked at that and I thought, now that is pure worship. She wasn't performing for anyone. She wasn't on stage. She was just singing to the Lord herself very spontaneously. And it reminds me of the words we find here in Psalm 98. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord. That's exactly what little Maria was doing today as I watched her. And I want to encourage you. Perhaps this is something that you've never experienced yourself, singing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. I'm quite sure you can think of those wonderful things that God has done for you in your life. And God has called us to be a worshiping people, a people that honor God with worship and praise and sing to the Lord. And it not only pleases the Lord, our praise and worship, but I tell you, it blesses us as well. It is encouraging to our own hearts and spirits. I want to encourage you to begin to take what we are exhorted to do here in this book of Psalms, take it to heart and say, Lord, I want to be a worshiper. Teach me how to worship you. Teach me how to sing a new song. You know, the Apostle Paul mentioned this in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 in verses 18 and 19, and he said this, and I think it gives us a key to how we can worship the Lord in this manner more easily. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Here again, we see these different types of worship or different types of songs that we can sing, ways to praise God. We saw him say psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and those are those sing to the Lord a new song type songs, unrehearsed, unrecorded, not previously composed, spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. God's called you to be a worshiper of him. And in our day and age, there are lots of people worshiping other people. We call them idols, even in the entertainment industry. And that's a sad thing, because there's no one worthy of worship except for God himself. And when people worship rock stars or musicians or sports figures or even business, a successful businessman, they have misplaced their worship. It doesn't belong to any human being. Worship belongs to God alone, and it's our calling from the Holy Spirit to be worshipers of the Lord. And I want to exhort you today to sing a new song to the Lord, even if it's in the privacy of your own closet, where you will sing a fresh new song from your heart to the Lord, expressing your awe and admiration and love for the God of wonders who has done wonderful things for you. But do it. God longs to hear your praise and your worship, and He wants to bring something fresh into your life. He doesn't want your worship to become routine or boring or just something that's done every Sunday at a certain time for a few minutes, repeating the same thing over and over. God wants us to be free in Him and filled with the Holy Spirit and moved by the Holy Spirit to offer worship and praise from our hearts. So I want to encourage you, be a worshiper and sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done wonderful things. God bless you, and may you have a worship-filled week.